Should you hire a marketing agency? Today, I'm going to be answering that question with three simple frameworks that you should ask yourself as a founder. So the reason I wanted to record this episode is because so many founders ask themselves if they should hire an agency. Many of them think that they can just do it in-house and they don't need to hire someone external. A lot of people also don't trust marketing agencies because they think the agencies are just profiting by offering services which the founder can just do themselves. But let's actually take a look at three reasons why you should hire a good marketing agency. Now, keep in mind I said good because not all marketing agencies are good, but there are a few that are really good, and today I'm going to be answering why you should probably partner with them. So number one is if you feel like you don't know enough about social media, or if you feel like you just don't have any knowledge whatsoever around it, then that's probably a good sign to go find a marketing partner or an agency. And the reason I say this is because many founders try to spend time learning about marketing or try to spend time learning about content when they can just accelerate that process so much faster if they just go find a marketing agency to partner with. Think about it. If you've spent all your time on your product and you're still trying to figure out how to make your product better, and now you have this additional channel of marketing that you have to spend your time on, wouldn't you rather just find someone who can do it really well for you? I probably would, and I would learn from them, not just try to just have them do everything. I would hire someone who could do everything, but I would try to learn as much as I can from them as well. Just like I would probably hire a coach to increase my knowledge in business. And in the same way, I would hire a coach to increase my life knowledge. And so what I would focus on in this case is try to find a marketing partner that can take off everything off your plate and then try to learn from them as much as possible. Number two is if you feel like you just don't have the resources. So a lot of times founders think that they can try to spin up something, but then realize that they have so many other things that they need to worry about. So I'll give you an example. If you're trying to build a channel on TikTok, you realize that you don't have a creator. You realize that you don't know how to produce scripts. You realize you don't know how to onboard creators. You realize that you don't know how to give them strategy. You don't realize that you don't know how to incentivize them. And there's just all these problems that come with bringing on a creator to make content for you, even though the end product, which is just creating content on TikTok, seems so simple. And the thing that I see most of the time is that founders think it's super easy to be able to crack this. They think that they can just spend a little bit of time here and there to figure out all of these things, and then they just dig themselves into this hole, which they can't get out of because they've spent so much time and energy and honestly money too at this point that they'd rather just try to figure it out themselves, and then they waste months, if not years. So if you're in a position where you don't have the resources or the experience, then that's another good sign that you should probably find a good marketing partner who has done this before, because they can find you a creator, bring on a creator, give them strategy, have them create content, manage the whole workflow in a matter of weeks, whereas it might take you a few months or even years to get all of this right. And finally, number three is if you just want to succeed. Now, a lot of times people hesitate when it comes to bringing on a marketing agency, and that's because many marketing agencies out there don't produce the results that the founders want. And one thing that I would focus on is trying to find a marketing agency which has a lot of experience in the exact field that you're looking to get into. For example, if you want to create content on Instagram, try to find a marketing partner who has probably built their own Instagram profiles before and has helped other people do it. And that's a really good sign that they can probably help you as well, because the more they've done it for themselves, the more legitimate they've become. And one big tip here is look for someone who has actually done it for themselves. And I say this because there are so many companies out there that can promise you hundreds of thousands of downloads, or they promise you tons of views on Instagram, or they promise you an awesome TikTok profile, but never once have they ever done it for anyone else, or never once have they built their own Instagram profiles or their own TikTok accounts. And if they've never done it for themselves, then how do you expect for them to do it for you? So what I would focus on is find a partner who, one, where the team or the leaders of the actual company have built social media profiles themselves, and two, they've done it repeatedly for a lot of companies and have helped other companies out there. And if you can check off both of these boxes, then chances are you've probably found a good marketing partner, and now you're gonna see a lot more success, because someone who has done it themselves and has helped others is way more likely to take you to your destination. Just like the coach example I gave you before, if you're looking to improve your life, you probably wanna have a life coach who has, one, has a pretty good life, and also, two, has helped other people get good lives. If you find a life coach who doesn't really have a good life, I mean, would you bring them on as a life coach? Probably not. And in the same way, when you're bringing on a marketing agency, try to find someone who has had the experience, has built profiles for their own accounts or their own personal brands, and has also helped other companies do it. And so if you follow these three things and you really try to find a good marketing partner, I guarantee you, you will. And hopefully this was helpful. We'll see you guys in the next episode.